A reading from Song of Songs. The bride says, "On my bed at night, I sought him, whom my heart loves. I sought him, but I did not find him. I will rise then and go about the city. In the streets and crossings, I will seek him, whom my heart loves. I sought him, but I did not find him. The watchmen came upon me as they made their rounds of the city. Have you seen him, whom my heart loves? I had hardly left them when I found him, whom my heart loves." The word of the Lord.
obiscum.
Et crucifixus tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi Domine.
On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping. As she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her.
Verbum Domini.
Mary Magdalene, saint, is a very rich character of the gospel, and by Christ's desire, a privileged witness to the resurrection, such that has been called the apostle to the apostles. And throughout history, she has also been called a sinful woman who was forgiven much because she loved greatly, combining the episodes of the woman anointing the body of Jesus. But the Gospels do reveal her as the one freed by Christ from seven evil spirits and infirmities, a disciple providing for his needs on the way, standing resolutely at the cross, a witness to the resurrection, and the first to take the news to the apostles, having been one of the women going to anoint Christ after his burial. And interestingly, in the Gospel of John, he doesn't mention the anointing because Christ has already been anointed. So what leads her to the tomb is much more likely just her love, her desire to be with Jesus, with her Lord. Saint Mary Magdalene can also be seen as the lamb called by name by the Good Shepherd, who led her out of the garden of sorrow into joy. In her, love takes full reign, first in repentance for sin, then in conversion of life, next in steadfast perseverance at the foot of the cross with Mary, the mother of Jesus. And yet her mourning is turned into tears of joy. In the Fathers of the Church, who were influential early Christian writers and theologians, Mary Magdalene was at times styled as the new Eve, or the bride of the Song of Songs, searching relentlessly for the one her heart loves. Like Eve, she stood in a fresh garden, but this time she runs towards her Lord in full openness of heart, hiding nothing of her doubts and insecurities, trusting fully that she would find the one her soul loves. Mary Magdalene announces life to men and tells the words of life which were given by Christ. So where Eve announced death, repeating the death-bearing words of the serpent, Mary announces life. On that first day of the week, she finds the true light of the world, risen from the darkness of the tomb. A new day of creation has arisen, and redeemed humanity stands before the incarnate Lord, who by his death has recreated life. So by her own life, we can know well that a sinful soul can be reconciled with its Creator, that the sick can be brought back to health by a single word of the Word of God. Jesus, our Lord and our teacher, calls us by name, and the gift of faith and of love imbues our minds and our hearts. So through the intercession of Saint Mary Magdalene, may that same love for Christ burn in our hearts, the same zeal to find him, and the same repentance which caused her to cling so tenaciously to Christ her Savior.